You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a video gaining traction online of a paraplegic kitten that learns how to land on its feet after jumping off of a perch.
Well, it's got to be instinctual to do it. It's just, can you?
Right. Well, and they're you know, they're saying it's an uplifting style video because, you know, this cat doesn't have use of its back legs.
All right.
And you just see this thing just from a little cat tree. Mm-hmm. But he's totally fine.
Okay.
Every time he quote-unquote stands up, like, he just kind of flexes his back and then his little it just comes up. It's a cute little video, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if I'd
he's
call
fine.
It, you know, they're like, oh, it's inspiring. It's like, the cat tumbles and doesn't die, all right? He's fine.
That's not inspiration.
He's moving on. I suppose that's the inspiration.
Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't have use of his back legs and he's still going. A new study found that AI actually slows down some experienced software developers.
Makes sense.
Don't know the world well enough to know that.
I wonder if it's just because AI takes the path of least resistance with the most information, and so they have to go
generally
through and
speaking,
check for bugs that it's created or something like that.
Might be. I mean, that's the thing. You're right. It's always path of least resistance or what the most popular thing is. That's what
right.
they do.
It can get it right for the most part, but I feel like an experienced software developer still has to go through and make
yeah.
sure that it didn't screw anything up.
Definitely
and
double
if they're
checked.
The people kind of developing it, it would stand to reason they know more than the computer does yet.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 in 3 young people in the U.S. have pre-diabetes, according to the CDC.
Pre-diabetes?
Pre-diabetes.
What counts as young people?
Kids.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Experts have found that tick bites are sending more people to the ER this summer.
I've heard that. And that's not good, because it's long-term ramifications sometimes.
Is it because more people are going, or because more people are getting bitten? You know what I mean?
Right. And I think more people are getting bitten. I don't know if, like, the tick population has gone up.
Let's hope so.
If they're just extra hungry these days.
Do ticks serve a purpose? You know, generally speaking, there's things we don't like, and you go, like, look, in the ecosystem, it's kind of responsible for blank. You go,
right.
Like, people don't love bees. Nobody wants to get stung, but we understand their point.
Right.
Even spiders, which I don't love, I get what they're doing out there. But with ticks, like,
I gotta
you guys here for anything? Like, do you do anything?
I've got to assume that parasites are just population control.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a nice thing.
They're
literal
grim reapers. But
right. It's not a nice thing to think about, but it's like,
somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to kill all the things that are out here.
Ticks are like, we'll do it.
We're on it. We're a little bug.
We'll bite any damn thing.
We'll just suck your blood and leave you with a terrible disease.
Good evening.
That's the kicker. If you want my blood, you know, like a mosquito, even though, you know, screw the mosquito. They kill more people than anybody else out there. It's like,
yeah.
if you want to be a bloodsucker, fine. Take my blood. Don't leave anything behind.
Right. Don't give me something.
Right.
It took my blood. You know mosquitoes pee on you when they suck your blood?
Little jerks.
I don't know. Like, you would never notice. But for some reason, when I read that, it irritated me. I'm like, wait a minute. You landed on me, sucked my blood.
Yeah.
And then you peed on me.
And then you start embedding it into my body.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Come on, man.
It's only the female.
Do one or the other. Like, you want to pee on me? Okay, pee on me. Mm-hmm. Or suck my blood. You cannot do both.
No. That's just rude.
And then it is. It's overkill. You're putting salt in the wound, man.
At least, like, either buy me dinner or pay me first.
Like, I've been in a fist fight where I've beaten a guy. I've been in a fist fight where they beat my ass. But at no point did either of us go, and now I'm going to urinate on you.
That's insult to injury.
That's what I mean. It's
I feel like that isn't a mobster movie.
This is my finishing move.
Yeah, right. It's like, dude, it's done. We agree that it's
your
done.
Your boys beat the crap out of whoever it is that you're going up against, and then you just whip it out like,
and then you get to urinate on
That's yeah. right.
Come on, mosquitoes. You're better than that.
I'm sending a message.
There's been a breakthrough in a new cholesterol treatment that can cut down levels by, you ready for it, Ted? 69%.
Nice.
I still don't get cholesterol. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Isn't there good cholesterol and bad cholesterol or something like
that? We need it, and I don't know what cholesterol does.
Well, there's like good sugar, bad sugar. There's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol.
Sometimes
good
people
fat,
just have to fight it just based on, you know, their genes. Hereditary. Well, yes,
yep,
you
can.
Some people have high blood pressure. They have to control it, but they've done nothing to actually create it. They just have it.
Sure.
But some people do stuff where they've earned their high blood pressure or their cholesterol.
Absolutely.
Other people just have it, and you just gotta work around.
My brother's been on cholesterol pills since like his 30s.
No kidding.
Yeah, and doesn't matter if he loses weight or whatever. Like he's just like Miles saying, he's just one of those people genetically.
He's just going to have high
diet doesn't affect it or anything like that. He's just stuck.
He can lower, but I don't think he's ever gotten off them. It's gotten, you know, it's in a manageable zone.
Sure. As long as he continues to take it, right?
Correct.
That's kind of the thing. Like, it's manageable if you continue with this medication. Otherwise, this is bad.
Yay.
That seems to be the two in our family. Either get high cholesterol or high blood pressure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm team blood pressure, unfortunately.
Team blood pressure!
Blood pressure!
Scientists have uncovered, quote-unquote, fear neurons that can actually turn pain into suffering.
Turn pain into suffering.
Is it pain already suffering?
So I think what
I
it
feel
is.
Like if I describe it as pain, it's because I'm suffering.
So I think where they're going, because I didn't read the study and I didn't go further into it because I'm not working on it. But I think what it is that when, you know, you can feel pain and pain is what it is. Pain is fine.
Yeah.
But then I think the fear neurons take that pain to the next level.
Amplify it. Make it both mental and physical.
Correct.
All right. Okay. That
you
makes
know what
sense.
I mean? So it.
Thanks, neurons.
Yeah. You know.
Alarmist. Hey, why don't you? I already hurt. Don't make it worse.
I saw a video today of a kid that was playing baseball, and it was he's clearly this is his first season of actual pitch baseball.
Yeah,
and he gets hit. Now he gets hit by like a 15-mile-an-hour duster. Nothing, sure. Right? And he gets hit in the side. Kid goes down crying, and he's absolutely it. You might as well have torn the kid's arm off.
Yeah.
Thinking on it, the kid was very likely scared because I know I've been in his shoes. He was scared of that ball.
Terrified.
It hit him, and now. That fear makes that pain worse.
Sure.
So it turns pain into suffering.
It's the only reason why people scream and sharks bite them.
That's right.
It's the fear.
It's just the fear.
Yeah.
You don't feel nothing.
You're overreacting.
Calm down, stupid.
Suck it up.
Just punch him in the eye. Damn.
Then it pees on you. Learned it from the mosquitoes, bitch.
Take that.
Took your arm off, peed on it, and swam off.
You keep that. A new study found that monkeys prefer watching videos of their friends over strangers.
Well, sure they do, because they know they're friends.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, so do we, for the most part, other than, like, a sport.
Have you ever seen those?
If you said, here's a video of someone at Niagara Falls, please don't play it. If you say, me and my wife, here's a video of us, it's no more interesting, but I now have a reason to want to
I've
watch
I've seen enough of the videos where... dog friends will be separated for a period of time.
Yeah.
And they end up FaceTiming. And the dog's just intent on the laptop or whatever. Like, that's my body!
Yeah.
Conversely, my cats only like videos of birds, not cats.
Well, that makes sense.
My cat will definitely watch the bird videos. My dog, any kind of canine.
Any kind of
dog. They had a news story about a coyote sighting, like in Bellevue or something like that. I don't remember. But they had kind of a close-up of the coyote standing in the parking lot. My dog is instantly off the sofa, standing right in front of the TV. Look, not growling. She just can't quite figure out
how
it's there. But she always walks around and peeks behind the backside of the TV. And just the look of confusion on her face.
Don't do that, man.
I think she's like, does anyone else see this?
Right.
Because when I look on the back, it's not there. But I'm telling you, there's a coyote.
Have you seen those videos of dogs watching Mufasa die?
Yes.
No.
Oh, they're like torn up.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it emotionally affects the dog.
Oh, God.
The dog's like...
Huh? I've seen dogs watch scary movies and they get freaked out, too. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Vader, I've seen those ones.
Oh, yeah. Steve, I have. When he shows up for the first time, this dog runs. He bails out.
You ever had that conversation with somebody about the dog? Like, I like Arsenal, right? English soccer.
Yeah.
So, like, the one girl had a small dog, and I would get up, and then she'd come out and be like, why isn't he back in the room? Like, he likes watching soccer. She was like, no, he doesn't. I'm like, well, he's here. Right? Yeah. And then I realized, why am I having this argument? Like, I don't know. He's hanging with me.
Yeah, you need to bounce it off the dog. He's there for you.
He's a massive Arsenal fan. I didn't make him.
A nurse in Wisconsin was facing felony charges for what she did to one of her patients, Miles.
What did she do?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we manage the weekend and...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Break it down.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 23-year-old Sebastian Suarez of Polk County, Florida. Now, there's different types of people in the world. You have people that say, hold my beer, and we also know that'll be the last thing they do. And then you have people that say, I know my rights, and 100% of the time, they do not.
Yep.
And I would say that our friend here falls into the latter, so... Deputies with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, they were investigating a crash when our honoree approached the scene and asked, quote, yo, what the F happened? Well, a deputy then explained that there was a car crash and that everyone seemed to be doing all right. That's when our guy, for inexplicable reasons, got angry and got in the officer's face, asking more questions about the crash. Now, when the officer asked him to back away so that everyone can do their job, he responded by yelling at the officer, you can't tell me what to do. The deputy, still being cool, just explained, hey, you're impeding our work. We just need you to move or you will be arrested. And that's when Suarez jumped in and said, quote, I'm on an ankle monitor with a curfew.
Oh,
you can't
no.
do S. Turns out that's not true. He was arrested and placed in jail and then hit with another charge because he already had the ankle monitor on in the first place. Congratulations, dummy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.